Okay, so this comes up a lot. And I teach vibrational law. I completely believe that we create our own reality. I truly believe that everything out there is only a reflection of what's within. But here's the best analogy I can give you. Do you have pets? Have you ever had a pet? But you're familiar with animals, right? You have friends who are pets. Pets is the easiest one I can think of, but now I have to think of another analogy too. So if you know somebody who has a dog, like a great dog, the dog's all happy to see him. Do you think a dog ever understands why their owner goes to work? No. Do you think a dog would ever understand why you would go vacation without the dog? Or go to work? Or why that would be necessary? Or why you'd even go to a movie? You know, they don't get it. It's a different consciousness level. Doesn't mean the dog's wrong. Doesn't mean the dog's a bad human. It's a different consciousness level. My belief, so here is my opinion, not when I'm tapping, but here it is now, is that we create all of our experience. But when we chose to come into physical being and have this place of contrast, we chose vibrationally. It's not something in our human consciousness we understand. You know, think of a child. When you work with a child that's very young, they can't conceive time. They can't. Originally, children can't even gauge distance. You know, there's so many different levels of what can you... If somebody talked to me about higher math, wouldn't get it. Just wouldn't get it. Could I get it in a week? No. Could I get it in a year? No. I would have to build a very strong foundation and keep working to reach that kind of mastery. So when we say we create everything, I believe that we do, but not from this human perspective. We create, there's so many things going on in our bodies, chemically, hormonally, genetic coding. There's so much mass consciousness, which we do affect and tap into. So there's all these things creating through our experience. And are we going to master it all in a lifetime? I don't think I know of anybody who's done that yet. I don't think that was the point. I think the point is to come and expand through this contrast on this in this human experience to see, well, what can we do to feel better? And as we do that for ourselves, we're creating it for mass consciousness. And I think humankind in the situation we're in now is a total reflection of how well we've expanded our consciousness. So we still have a ways to go is what I'm saying. So yes, I believe you create everything, but are you doing it from this consciousness? Oh, I don't think so. It's like, are you beating your heart right now on purpose? Are you pumping your blood? Are you turning over all your cells? Are you telepathically receiving mass consciousness? You know, we do. We don't think of this, but we're affected by the fear in the economy. We're affected. And have you ever noticed, like, when there's a movie, like a movie about a natural disaster, there'll be two of them? Do you remember when the Da Vinci Code out, somebody said, oh, they stole my idea? It's like a big pool of information all the time, and we can tap into it. You know, when you're with a psychic or an intuitive, they're just tapping into the information at a level that not all of us can. So you're affected by hormones, chemicals in the body, genetic coding in the body, the environment, toxins, mass consciousness. You know, and it is what you believe, but we're not really aware of all our beliefs. You're born into certain codes of belief. Your race, your culture, your parents, the environment you're in. So we are here to play as much as we can play. And you know, sometimes you'll get great pets or exceptional kids that are old souls, and they understand a lot more than their years or their, you know, maybe their breed when you have an exceptional dog or cat. But again, they're never going to understand all of being human, and I don't think we're ever going to understand all of being spirit and creators on purpose, at least not in this experience. And then the other part of that is when you do figure it out, I'm pretty sure you leave the planet. You're done. So what's the hurry, right? Yeah. Does that help a little bit?
Thank you.
Okay. And hopefully this will keep moving. It feels like it's trying to. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And the fastest way to create more consciously is to spend a whole lot of time patting yourself on the back for the things you did attract that you like. But most people spend an awful lot of time focused on what they can't have, don't have, didn't get the way they wanted.
Best dial on something.
You know, but if you were to practice a consistent habitual vibration of, wow, I'm getting good at this, you'd get really good at it. It's your habitual state of mind. And so what I love from the tapping, because we always tap, I love and accept myself. If you had a true practice of loving and accepting yourself with great compassion, that would be your state of mind. That would be your way of being. Isn't that a fun thought of how that would affect everybody around you? And that's what I love about the tapping has given me the place to begin that.